My name is Janine Daly. In the summer of 2012, I went on the Civil Rights Movement tour, and these are my reflections. We had one-on-one interviews with the people who were involved in the movement, people that actually went through verbal abuse, physical abuse, just for singing, just for standing up for or equality. That was really the best part for me. Aretha Harris, one of the pioneers that used to sing for our equality, I got to sing with her on my birthday, and we sung freedom songs. The songs is how they got through. The songs is their way of connecting to each other. And there was something that was very moving in the spirit from the songs, and I can see how that got them over in a lot of times. I'm an African-American woman. You would think I will know a lot of the heritage and a lot of the things that happened, you know, and I didn't. So it was really life-changing. It actually fortified my understanding on social movements, the significance, the essentialness, and the power within it. But also there's some type of strength and some humility that was captured that I believe the African-American community right now is missing. And so it moved me in how we can possibly take all those characteristics that our ancestors had then and implement that to raise up our community now. I used to think in my mind, well, hey, if we separate, we separate. You know, it's not a big deal, because I was thinking, hey, if they don't want to be with us, then, hey, we don't have to be around if we both living good. But that's not the case. See, I got to really understand that being that we were the minority, we had little power to do anything. And I didn't understand that then. First of all, they segregated us. So we will feel inferior, not only for the African Americans to feel inferior, so white Americans can think that African Americans are inferior. And what's so deep about that is, even to this day, there's still segregation. You know, we all see it. And so that makes me say, hey, we got a lot of work to do.